Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast.
God Network News, episode 168.
Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen.
Greetings, God Network News fans, to another great episode of God Network News, now in the year 2021. And we start off this wonderful new year with a story from our friend Farah. Farah is working on an island that is a Muslim majority people group in Africa. And Farah has some exciting stories that have recently happened.
I want to share it about a woman. She was possessed. Before I shared the good news to her, but like she just heard me, just listened to me, and didn't say anything about this. But there was a moment she was very sick, and she was very sick. And people said that there is some spirit who wants to stay in her, to live in her. Then they want to do all the rituals about this. But at night, at 7 p.m., she sent her daughter come in me and said, "My mom wants that you pray for her. Because people want to do something," but she said, "No, I don't want that, but I ask her to come to pray for me." So I came in her house. It's very hard because I prayed, I did deliverance at 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Wow.
Long. I felt so tired. And the people who, and it's like a warfare, because the people who want to do the ritual was there. I was there also facing them. So they want to do it, and me, I prayed for it, and her daughter said, "No, my mom don't want to do this anymore. Let her pray for her."
Wow.
Then finally they leave. They said, "Okay, we will leave." Then they leave. Then I continued to pray and did deliverance at her, and because she lose her mind, she was completely possessed during the time I prayed for her. And at 11 p.m. like that, she still to awake, and we see the deliverance on her. It's so amazing. It's so amazing. And even people was amazed. And what is so wonderful, these people who want to do the ritual to her, it's they self told her, "We see that this prayer makes you better. So we encourage you to continue this. Go on this way."
Wow, that's great.
If it's not our religion, you can follow this because it makes you better.
Wow.
It's so wonderful.
That's neat. You're listening to God Network News Podcast with your host, Cal Curtis. Look up our website at godnetworknews.com.
That's neat. Yes. So, do they want you to pray for other people now?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Her family had doubters and husband, they start to ask me always and to come in their house and sharing words with them. Yes.
That's great. That's wonderful. That's yes, a real open the door.
Yes. Yes. It's so wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And yeah, so, I'm so happy for that.
Yeah. I was just curious. So when you prayed for this lady, were you praying your own prayers, or were you praying from the Bible, from the Word of God, or were you praying in the name of Esau Masi, or how did you do that?
Yes. Because they knew already that I'm Christian. And I told them that I pray in the name of Esau. Then they said, it's okay. Because these are people that I shared already the good news. So they know very well. And they are the woman who works with me. So because every time I meet the woman, I share something with them. So they knew already that I'm Christian. And when I pray, yeah, I told them. Because I'm a follower of Isa, so I'm going to pray in the name of Isa.
Wow, that's great. That's really good. Do you think, will you be praying with that lady more? I mean, will you have like Bible study or anything like that with her?
Yes. That's why what I do when I come in their house.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Bible study, telling stories, more.
That's exciting. Very exciting.
Yes.
And when did that? When did that happen?
It's 3 months ago.
A few months ago, yeah. Wow, that's really exciting.
Yes. Very exciting. Yes. Yeah. It's very exciting. And this is in another village, but the another story was in the another village again, and it's 1 month ago.
Wow.
Another woman, and this woman, she can't move in her, she can't walk since 15 years. Yeah, she can't walk, she can't move. She just sit there and stay there. Then when some people ask me to come to visit her, because it's her aunt, then in my heart, I felt like Jesus want her to walk again, to heal her. Then, but it's so, in the moment, it's so difficult for me what I can do to share with them. I just waiting while the good moment. Then in the good time, I came again in her house and I talk with her. And I told her that, do you know Isa? Do you know his story? When he was on the earth, many scribble, many paralyzed people come to him and he healed them.
Yeah.
Then I say, then she was there, yeah, I know that, you know, we have our Prophet Muhammad, and I say, yeah, I know that, but you see, this is even the Quran talk about him, this is he can heal again. So if you want, I can call his name and he will heal you. Then she was there, she hesitated. Then I say, I don't do much thing with you. I'm just gonna take your hand and you're gonna walk with me. And then she said, no, I don't think. Then I say, okay, when you'll be ready, I'll come again. And in the moment you'll be ready.
Are you saying she was a crippled? Was she crippled?
She's like a paralyzed.
Paralyzed, oh wow.
Yes, yeah, like a paralyzed. And I say, okay, I'll come to you again next time. But then I let you to think about it. But I'll come again next time. So next time I can. I ask her, are you ready? Then she said, okay, let's try. I say, no, I don't do much thing to you. I'm just... call the name of Isa, I'll take your hand and you're gonna walk with me. Then she said, are you sure? I said, yes, I'm sure. Then I said, just take my hand, let me take your hand. Then I said, in the name of Jesus, let's walk. Then I take your hand and she felt in the beginning, but after I see she starts to stand and she can walk with me till the door. Then after I don't know, she was afraid or what, but she said, let me sit now. I said, you see, it's a good thing already. Next time I will come, we'll go out. So you see the name of Isa.
Wow.
Can heal you. Then she said, okay. So I bring her back to her place. But people saw it, they are so amazed. It's since 15 years old. It's 15 years that she cannot move in her bed.
15 years old.
Yeah.
15
years. So I say, but it's the name of Isa who can do it. Then
praise
next
the Lord.
Time I come, I brought her again and she can go out with me. And now also I start with her family, Bible study with them.
Wow.
It's so amazing.
That is amazing. Praise the Lord. The Lord is doing great miracles through you and your prayer.
Yes.
Wow.
Many, you see, as I say, I'm facing many difficulties, but I see also how God is faithful, God work for me, and it's so amazing for me.
That is a wonderful story, and that happened pretty recently. That happened very recent, like 1 month or 2 months.
Yes, 1 month. Yes.
Wow. That's very exciting.
Yes.
God is good.
Very exciting. That's amazing. Yes. God has never changed. He's still the same.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to help us continue to bring exciting stories fresh from the field. Visit our website at godnetworknews.com and select the PayPal link on the right side of the page, or consider becoming a Patreon partner to receive access to more valuable materials exclusive to our members.